This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged police chiefs to transform their departments into modern world-class forces in line with the country's improving global profile. This call was made yesterday during the annual three-day All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. Today, Prime Minister is attending the security conference for the second consecutive day. Yesterday, Mr. Modi interacted with the country's police and intelligence brass. A diverse range of national security issues pertaining to All India anti-India forces using technology to disrupt India's growth, conventional challenges such as cross-border terrorism and smuggling, radicalization activities in the hinterland, left-wing extremism, etc., were deliberated upon at length. Mr. Modi is learned to have given his suggestions on various aspects of policing, which will be sent to all the states and union territories and central agencies as actionable points for implementation in the next 1 year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today sent his warm wishes to the Border Security Force on their raising day. In a social media post, he said that the BSF stands as a critical line of defense, embodying courage, dedication and exceptional service. The Prime Minister highlighted that their vigilance and courage contribute to the safety and security of the nation. President Draupadi Murmu has wished the people of Nagaland on their statehood day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that endowed with a rich heritage of flora and fauna, the beautiful state of Nagaland is also a land of bravery. She sent her best wishes to the people of the state for a peaceful, prosperous and progressive future. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has also extended his greetings to the people of Nagaland. Mr. Dhankar said that Nagaland's untouched natural splendor, vibrant culture and deep-rooted harmony with the nature is truly captivating. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also greeted the people of Nagaland on their statehood day. Mr. Modi admired Nagaland for its rich culture and the wonderful nature of people belonging to the state. The state government in Rajasthan is set to introduce a bill in the upcoming assembly session to contain forceful religious conversions in the state. The draft of the Rajasthan Prohibition of Unlawful Conversion of Religion Bill 2024 was approved in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma last night. State Parliamentary Affairs Minister Jogaram Patel said that the bill proposes that if someone wants to convert to another religion, the person will have to give an application to the district magistrate 60 days in advance. He said that if it is found that the conversion is not forced or under any temptation, then the application will be allowed to go ahead. He said that after this bill becomes a law, no person or institution will be able to convert a person by using misrepresentation, fraud, force, and undue influence. Cyclonic storm Fengal made landfall along Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coast between Karaikal and Mahabalipuram last night. It crossed North Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coast between 10:30 and 11:30 p.m. as a cyclonic storm, with a wind speed of 70 to 80 kilometers per hour, reaching up to 90 kilometers per hour. It will continue to move west-southwestward slowly and weaken gradually into a deep depression. Puducherry and adjoining areas have been experiencing torrential rain since yesterday afternoon following Cyclone Fengal. The relentless rains have caused waterlogging in several areas, toppled trees and snapped power lines. Due to waterlogging, people are stranded at their homes and other places. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump demanded that BRICS member countries commit not to create a new currency or supporting another currency that would replace the United States dollar or face 100% tariff. In badminton, the finals of the 2024 Syed Modi International Tournament will be played today. Indian shuttler P.V. Sindhu will take on China's Wu Luoyu in the women's singles final, while Lakshya Sen will face Singapore's Jia Heng Jason Tay in the men's singles final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.